News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm sitting here laughing because the last half hour segment, I was talking about all the things you can do. But you know what? If it gets really bad, just go up on the roof.
That's what the drifters say.
That's what the drifters say. And that's what Ben Murphy says, too. Ben is here with Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meg.
You got a guest with you this morning, James?
I do, Mr. James Dare.
He is. Oh, I gotta have to probably turn that on. Here, that's always helpful.
Hey, try
that
again. Good morning.
There you are.
Now with his radio voice. James is one of our roofing consultants on our team, and I love having him on because he's in the field every day working with our customers, and can definitely speak to some of the challenges and some of maybe the concerns that he's hearing from customers, as well as, you know, we love when we have people send in questions, and we've got an expert right here.
All right. So clearly this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have serious roofing experts here for the next half hour. So if you have a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Ben, why don't you tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing Solutions? Because some folks may not be familiar with it, just kind of a background of who y'all are and some of the services you provide.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated residential and commercial roofing contractor. We've been honored to serve in the panhandle for 20 years. This year actually is our 20th anniversary, which is fantastic.
Yay!
And the people go wild. We specialize, of course, in full roof replacement, but we handle repairs. We also have a fully built out gutter team who is serving the customers doing that. We actually just brought aboard a new siding division manager. So we're offering siding, which is just a great complement to what we already do. And James, I know I'm probably missing something else, but what are some of the things that, you know, you're seeing out in the field customers are requesting?
Yeah. We also do roof inspections and roof certifications.
That's a great one.
If you're not able to get up on your roof and enjoy the views, you may not know what kind of condition it's in. And I'll like segue into something I was talking with Ben about a few minutes ago. Shout out to David and Donald. They listened to the show. They called us up.
Oh, neat.
Both got to look at their roofs and stuff. One of them was telling us that he got up on his, he's like, I think my roof is good for a few more years. And then I got up there last weekend and it is not good for a couple more years. Ooh, yeah. So he called us out. If you're not able to, that's something that we can help you out with.
Absolutely.
You're,
that's a big
you're
one.
You're just unsure. You know, I mean, you don't know. Not everybody can see their roof even sometimes.
No, it's and most of us don't know. I mean, I've said this many times. I'm a creature of it ain't broke, don't fix it. So as long as the roof's up there, I'm thinking it's good. But that's not a way to live. You really need to have it inspected, I'm guessing, every now and then.
Well, and you know, Meg,
just to take a look at it.
We're getting into that season.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't use that word here.
The word that shall be not said, but
yes.
You know, making sure that storm is. Or that, oh boy, I did it.
No, it's okay as long as you don't say the H word.
Oh,
that's the word we're avoiding.
Yes. Making sure you have that pre-storm inspection.
There you go.
You know, having peace of mind before we go into that season is huge. You know, I would hate for people to wait for the storm to come through and that's when I'm going to get my new roof. Well, the storm's already gone through it. You needed the new roof before.
Correct.
So, you know, waiting for insurance, while it's there to help you in the instance that there is damage, being proactive is really the best way to make sure that your home is secure, your family's secure. I mean, we all love the look of a new roof, but really it's about protecting what's inside.
You know, and you're talking about seeing what customers deal with on a regular basis. I've had several appointments lately where you show up and, you know, it's sweet Mrs. Jones and she's like, I've got a 30-year-old roof and there's no roof leaks. And you get up there.
That's me. There sure and, am.
You know, you get up there and you're like, you feel like your foot's about to go through the roof and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we know this because we're in roofing, but what, I mean, I'd probably say 90% of the customers I talk with, most people think that when you look up and see a stain on the ceiling, that my roof just started leaking.
In reality,
that roof has been leaking for probably about a year before it shows
that
up
long,
on your
really?
Ceiling. Yeah, because, I mean, once it comes through the shingles, it's got to saturate the wood deck. And that plywood will soak up a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And then your attic is hot in the summer.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you got to think it's 150 degrees. So when that water, and we get that afternoon shower, it mm-hmm. finally soaks through the plywood, and then it starts dripping into your attic. Well, one or two drips, three drips, at a, you know, in a half hour period, they're evaporating pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to saturate the insulation. And then when the insulation can't hold the water anymore, boom, stain shows up on the ceiling. So that's where that pre-storm inspection, just making sure that you're good to go, it's super important.
Yeah, it's very important. If you've got some questions for these guys, I'm telling you, they are the experts. 850-437-1620, text it on in. And this season, we've had very little rain, so this probably would be a good time to do a replacement or get someone out to at least take a look at your roof. There's no fee for that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Sorry. It's funny because we get a really good rain on like a Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And by Monday morning, we've got like 40 phone calls. I've got a leak in my house.
No.
You know,
yep.
And it's always the worst when it hasn't rained for like 3 or 4 months.
Sure.
And then
yeah.
it happens like,
I mean, we're much overdue here in the area.
That's so right.
Well, isn't it April showers bring May flowers? So yeah. aren't we supposed to be getting rain this month?
We'll see.
Right.
I know our gutter guys have been busy. I was actually just speaking with our gutter division manager the other day, and he was talking about how they've been running. So people are definitely making sure that their homes are prepped. Or to your point, James, when we do get that sudden influx of water, then you're like, well, now I got a moat around the house.
That's right.
I don't need that.
Right.
And we do so much that sometimes I forget to focus on everything that we do. Do you know, if you have a friend or maybe if you're listening today, you have a walkout, right? And out of the back of your house, and over that walkout, there's a deck.
Yep.
Right. And so every time you go out to enjoy your patio that's covered by a deck and it's raining, you're getting the water dripping through from the deck above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe your third story or your second story deck is dripping through. We can install a gutter system underneath of the deck that will dry in a patio so that you can actually enjoy it during the rain. So
wow, that's
another one
fabulous.
Of the things that we can offer.
Okay, I've got a text from one of our listeners. A couple of questions here. So thanks for sending this in. Do you offer labor only estimates, and are you authorized to install DECRA? DECRA.
We are authorized to install DECRA.
I don't know what that is. Maybe explain what that is.
Yeah, it's a stone coated steel. It's a fantastic stone coated steel is a fantastic product.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Gives you the look of you can have the cedar shake look, you can have like a Spanish tile
mm-hmm.
look
mm-hmm.
Without the added expense of engineering, right? Those concrete tiles are very heavy,
right.
And if your roof is not engineered to handle that weight, you can't put Spanish tile on there. You can put stone-coated steel.
It's lighter?
Yes, much lighter.
Huh, okay.
It is impact rated to withstand hail. Great product. Be more than happy to have a meeting and talk with anybody that wanted to hear more about it. As far as labor only quotes, I would say mostly yes. I have had a few people that try to buy factory reject shingles. They're called seconds. And then they call us and they're like, can you just put these shingles on? No, we cannot. those are illegal to install by a licensed roofer in the state of Florida. So
really?
So sometimes yes, sometimes no. We are doing one over in Santa Rosa Beach right now
mm-hmm.
where the builder
very
is buying.
Popular.
Yeah, the builder's buying the shingles we're putting on the roof.
Okay, but that's a little different. They're not getting discount necessarily.
Correct.
It's the builder. They're
just
using
their
own brand.
Yeah,
that's
typically where we do more labor only is working with custom home builders or maybe somebody's building their forever home.
Yep. Great question, because I love it when y'all get into specifics, because these guys really are the experts on this. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620.
That's right. Of course, if you want to get in touch with our team or, you know, speak to an expert like James, I'd absolutely encourage you to reach out. We have an office showroom here in Pensacola right off of West Herman. But we also have, of course, a friendly team that's there to answer the phone and answer your questions you might have. You can get in touch with them at 850-788-7691 or visit us at QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
Okay, so we do have our experts here. James is the actual roofing consultant. So what are some signs that I might be having a problem, other than an obvious leak? But if I just take a walk around my property, or I'm looking up there and I'm thinking, what do I need to do? Because also we're going to get into this in a minute, I think, because insurance is a factor. What are some things to look for that may not be as obvious as you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I go to houses a lot of times when customers are unsure about the age of the roof. And I mentioned the fact of the granules. So the granules on a shingle is the aggregate that's put on top of the black tar, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where you get your color from, your blacks, your browns, your greens, your reds, whatever. When that stuff starts coming off excessively, so I get the comment, oh my goodness, that's what's in my pool filter.
I
clean that stuff out of the pool every weekend.
Yep. Oh, wow.
In the gutters.
In the gutter. My gutter's clogged up, and it's clogged up with sand. I don't even know how sand's getting in my gutter. It's not sand, it's granules. Yep. And that is a clear sign that your roof is wearing out. What I tell all of my customers, and what most relatable to people, is shingles have the exact wear life as tires. Tires, you have tread, you have bald, and you have bands. Shingles, you have granules, you have a black tar mat, and you have a fiberglass finish. And so if you look up at your roof and it's shiny, the bands are showing on your shingles. You need to get it replaced.
Ooh,
just like
nice.
You don't want that silver showing on the tire. That's
right.
I
wouldn't know that.
That's a great analogy.
No, yeah. That's something I would not know.
No. Now, if your roof was brown and like of the last 2 years,
it suddenly got some highlights.
Yeah, my roof is really starting to turn black. Well, yeah, your roof is balding. You need it looked at. It's seriously needing some help.
Interesting. So, see, those are the little things that I don't know, but I find that right now I've noticed in where I live, the gutters are just chock full of oak leaves and those little pollen things. I don't know what those are called.
Yeah.
Those that are all over my car and all over, but they clog up the gutter system.
That's right. With the install of a full house home gutter system, we offer one free cleaning after it's installed.
Really?
So
okay.
Call us later and we'll come back out and clean it out for free one time.
That's great.
And of course, we do offer the leaf guards as well,
right.
Which is just, especially if you live with a lot of trees. At my house, I have way too many trees. But it really is a benefit there. And, you know, James, I think with Meg speaking to, you know, all the leaves dropping and the leaves collecting, what does that do if those leaves start to pile up, you know, in the valleys or, you know, some of the more flat spots on your roof? I mean, that can cause some issues too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you have leaves building up in the valley, it's the same thing. We don't have to deal with it too much down here in the south. They call it ice damming up north.
Oh.
Basically, shingles, and I tell everybody this, most people, again, in that 90%, shingles are not waterproof. They shed the water. What matters is what's underneath of your shingles. That's what keeps the water out of your house, is the underlayment, right? And so if you have leaves built up in a valley and that water is coming down and hitting those leaves and then it's backing up underneath of those shingles, you're going to start to have issues.
It's meant to flow down.
It's meant to flow down, not back up. So as it flows back up, it finds the nails that hold the shingle down that are not exposed. And they're not meant to see water. Because the water is always supposed to flow down the roof, not up. That's another joke I always make. Until I got into roofing, you would have not been able to pay me to say that water runs uphill. But now that I'm in roofing, I don't know. I mean, there are some instances where I'm convinced the water has run uphill.
I'll tell you what.
It's like,
you never know,
I don't
know
how that leaked there, but it did. And that doesn't make any sense.
One of the things I know from my other home was that I always was having issues around the fireplace chimney.
One of the highest problem points of a roof.
Is it really?
Yep.
So what is going on there? Why was that such a problem?
That's a great question.
Yeah. So per code, I believe it's 30, and I can never get this number right. I think it's 32 inches. So if a chimney is wider than 32 inches, it's supposed to have behind it something called a cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that is a pitched roof system that's behind the chimney that diverts the water around the chimney.
Oh.
32 is a generous size for that requirement. really, I mean, if it was my house and it was my chimney was longer, wider than like 22 inches, mm-hmm. I'd want a cricket behind it. Because that water, when it comes down, it just will sit behind your chimney. Now, it's not a ton of water, but a quarter of inch of water that's sitting behind your chimney every time it rains for years and years and years, there's flashing that is there that goes underneath of the shingles and up underneath of the siding. And it's not meant to, it's meant to redirect the water. Mm-hmm. It's not meant to hold water.
Okay.
And so that's where it starts to rust, get holes in it, and you start to see some water intrusion happen on that. But then you've got the difference between stucco, hardy, vinyl, chimneys. Any one of those can have their own failure points. Chimney caps. We're getting into something else that I don't normally talk about. I have two customers right now that's all we're doing for them. We're replacing the chimney caps because rusted out. Mm-hmm. So if you look up at your chimney cap and it was white at some point when you moved in and now it's red
nice
from rust,
on there.
Yeah, it's starting to stain your siding. Hey, give us a call. We can fabricate that in shop and in house, and we can make that chimney cap for you.
Wow, that's great. If you have a question for James or Ben, 850-437-1620. They are with Quality Roofing Solutions. One of the things that has come up repeatedly is the scary word insurance and what it does and does not cover. So how can we be proactive in that realm?
No, absolutely. You know, again, absolutely encourage our customers, take advantage of the programs that are out there to be proactive in getting a roof replacement. You know, understand that insurance is there for those instances, but you know, the idea of, oh, I'll have insurance, I'm waiting for insurance to pay for it, or waiting for a storm to come, you know, when that storm has rolled through, you and your 3,000 closest friends are also now waiting for a roof. And
do you like black and gray? Because that's the only thing that's going to be available after a storm.
Supply and demand. Absolutely.
Really?
If you want a different color than that on your roof, you're not going to get it after a storm.
It's
going to
be tart white.
Tart
blue for many months. Yeah.
But because the insurance is typically for sudden damage, correct?
Correct, yes. Not typically for just age of roof, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Thankfully, we are in a spot of Florida where we don't have a lot of instances of hail, so that's not something that is very active. Now, some parts of the north end of the county do get those kind of weather events as well. But again, just being proactive on getting that roof replaced. And not only, to your point, James, either you get black or brown for your roof colors, but, you know, think about if that roof has failed, what's happening to the stuff inside of it?
That's right.
I mean, one failure point is, I mean, you're just essentially turning on a hose and just letting that water come in.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and that's really, really bad news. So, you know, just trying to mm-hmm. make sure that people are aware of those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, if your roof is already old and weak and a hurricane comes, the chances of you having to redo drywall, insulation, buy new appliances, clothing, personal possessions, stuff like that, the chances are much, much higher on that. And, you know, we're talking about like insurance and being proactive and stuff like that. I've had several customers. I had a customer in Fort Walton, true story, got referred over by a financial advisor. He's like, hey, man, I just looked at this customer's insurance. They're paying $14,000 a year in homeowners insurance.
Wow.
So he's like, their roof is 22 years old and it needs to be replaced. So we went in. We looked at the cost of the roof. They did not have hurricane clips, hurricane fasteners, roof-to-wall attachments. They're called many different things,
mm-hmm.
right? So we gave them a new roof with a full ice and water underlayment, hurricane clips, brought everything up to current code. Their insurance went from $14,000 a year down to about $3,700 a year.
Wow.
Now,
so that's an investment.
I mean, how quickly did they pay for that roof with the savings?
Everything was like $12,000.
Wow.
They got their money back for their roof in 1 year.
Very smart. Yeah. So, and you do have, the good news is you do have financing available.
And that's right. Yeah. We've got some really great financing options that will let our customers, you know, take advantage. I think we have a 12 month same as cash right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if that customer was not able to, afford that upfront cost, right? They needed to save that money on their insurance. They could they could borrow that money and get this 1 year same as cash. And then with the savings that they're making on their insurance, they could pay the loan off in a year.
Right.
And everything. So, and I mean, you know, I'll even go a step further on my personal house. Mm-hmm. I was paying, I have a 1200 square foot home, Myrtle Grove, West Pensacola area. I was paying about $5,700 a year in homeowner's insurance. I had new roof, peel and stick, ice and water underlayment, hurricane clips. After all that's done, it went down to 20. I think we were at 22, but then, you know, insurance, they love their money. I think they've eked back up to like $2,400 a year. Mm-hmm. So it was like $2,000 or $3,000 savings a year.
Still counts
on my personal
book.
Roof, right?
Yeah.
I had the same, very much the same thing, James. Actually, I think we lived not too far from each other.
We don't live very far from each other at all.
I took advantage of the MySafe Florida program, yep. which mm-hmm. is still actively going on. And I just referred a friend of mine to it yesterday.
Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah,
too,
absolutely.
About what that is?
That's a great program where the state will cover up to $10,000 on a roof replacement, or, you know, reinforcing a garage door, windows, siding, things like that. So essentially, they'll, for every dollar you spend, they'll chip in $2 up to $10,000. So if a roof is $15,000, you pay $5,000. The state will cover the other 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's a great way to take advantage of it. I went from $4,800 a year. I was out of pocket $3,500 for my end, and my insurance went down to $2,400.
Well, and you know what you're not talking about is the peace of mind knowing
right.
that you have a safe home.
I tell you, Meg, that is huge. Just even when we get these little pop-up microbursts, and I mean, we're on the Gulf Coast, so mm-hmm. storms roll in.
Right.
Just having that peace of mind of like, I've got a good roof versus when Sally was coming through, that was scary.
Got a question from one of our listeners. What are hurricane clips and are they mandatory? Let me see if I can see. I've never heard of these before.
Yes and no. There have been some code changes recently. So I believe there is one municipality locally that when we replace your roof, they are requiring, if you do not have the hurricane fasteners, they're requiring for it to go back. That's why I said.
So what are they?
Yeah, there's multiple different types. There's angle gussets, there's hurricane clips, and then there's hurricane fasteners. They're basically really long screws.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is basically it's. I draw a picture for the radio.
I'm a hand talker. With his hands.
So you're not the first one that's described something with their hands on the station.
Imagine me explaining it while pointing something out. And I don't even have Google here to help me either. So, all right. So one is a screw mm-hmm. that goes down through the deck of the roof, through the rafter or truss, and into the top plate, the exterior wall of the home.
So it secures it strongly.
Right. And that's on every rafter.
Mm-hmm.
That's one option. Another option is an angle gusset. It's kind of like an L-shaped bracket that has like 4 to 6 screws on it that mm-hmm. attaches 3 down into the top plate, 3 into the rafter. So that's like more in your attic type mm-hmm. issue. And then the angle gusset was a pretty common one. It was mostly used for new construction. In order to do it on most retrofits, so like a re-roof, you have to remove drywall. So it's really not an option when you're redoing the roof very often. Every once in a while, you can do it with certain designs of houses. The biggest thing about it is the design of your house. Mm-hmm. Every house is different. Every house requires a different solution for that issue.
And at the core, though, they all the main job, either depending on style, is to reinforce that deck, so it's going
right.
to be reinforced during a storm.
Right. You may lose shingles, but you're not going to lose wood.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's a big benefit too is there's often an insurance discount.
That's
a big one. So trying to make sure you have those is a big deal.
Lots of information here, and I've already got someone saying they want to call you guys. So if you decide to call Quality Roofing Solutions, be sure you heard him on Pep Talk.
That's right.
And how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Give us a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to help you out.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, James, for coming in. I know you're a busy fella right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate your expertise.
Meg, have a quality day.
Well, you too, Ben. Have a quality day. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.